poll, plurality of California voters oppose gender-affirming surgery for children. By Hannah Blow on June 12, 2023. A plurality of California voters totally oppose gender-affirming surgery for children, and most support parental rights in schools, a comprehensive Rasmussen report survey focusing on parental rights and transgenderism released on Monday concluded. The survey, taken ahead of what society has deemed Pride Month, asked California voters a series of questions about the role of schools related to pushing gender ideology on children, as well as the overwhelming push to normalize gender confusion among children. The survey asked respondents, by what age is it appropriate for a child to be taught they can choose their gender? A plurality, 38%, said never, while 23% said that those under the age of 18 can be taught they can choose their gender, followed by 10% who said under the age of 16, 9% who said under the age of 12 is fine, 6% who said under the age of 8, and 4% who said under the age of 4. Related, doctors trained to affirm children's transgender identification. When asked at what age it is appropriate for a child to receive medication to alter their hormones that are accompanied by the risk of long-term sterilization, 43% said never, and 49% said it is never appropriate for children to receive irreversible gender-affirming surgery. 70% of California Republicans and 56% of California Independents agree. More per Rasmussen reports. A majority oppose transgender treatment for children under age 16. Asked by what age a child is mature enough to make a decision about what their gender is, only 29% think a child is mature enough before age 16, while another 31% think children are mature enough to make such a decision before age 18, and 32% answer never. Only 21% approve of transgender hormonal treatment before age 16, and just 10% approve of transgender surgery before age 16. Further, the survey found 91% of California voters agreeing that the parent has the bigger responsibility to raise a child as opposed to the government. And most, 69%, at least somewhat agree that schools should notify parents if their children seek to be identified by a gender that does not correspond to their biological sex. Most, 69%. Strongly disagree with the statement that a person loses their parental rights when a child enters public school, and a majority support a law that would require parents to be notified of any major change in a child's physical, mental, or emotional health or academic performance. 68% also oppose teachers and administrators keeping information about a child's gender identity secret from the parents, and 63% disagree that a 12-year-old child is mature enough to consent to mental health treatment or counseling without parental knowledge. Additionally, the survey found 52% expressing the belief that it is not abuse for a parent to refuse to acknowledge their child's request to identify and be treated as a member of the opposite sex. The survey was taken on May 18 among 1,305 likely voters and has a +3.5% margin of error. The survey comes as California Bill AB 957 is under scrutiny, as it would essentially count parents' refusal to affirm their child's chosen gender identity as a strike against them in custody battles. It states that in making a determination of the best interests of a child in a custody dispute, the court shall, among any other factors it finds relevant and consistent with the law, consider the following: the health, safety, and welfare of the child. Those factors include a parent's affirmation of the child's gender identity, as Breitbart News detailed. Related, DeSantis debunks Don't Say Gay Lie. Opponents of parental rights bill want to sexualize kindergartners.